Another repulsive thing about this war that I don't remember in the Second World War was the business of counting up the bodies in the newspapers. 35 Viet Cong killed today, 29 yesterday. We're supposed to send the Pentagon, wonderful congratulations cards with little roses on them. We didn't count up the Germans in that way. And I remember in the Minneapolis Tribune, there was a picture of a search and kill Marine mission, having gone out on a search and kill mission, returning to base with the first Viet Cong soldier draped over the hood. Exactly like a deer, exactly like Detroit hunters coming back from the woods with a deer. And a friend sent me the same photograph in the Indianapolis Star, which they had understood it perfectly, and they had put underneath big game. So every time that the war takes a step in escalation, it also takes a step in the desensitization of the Americans. And when Guernica was bombed, when they had the first bombing of an undefended village, do you know what a howl went up all over the world? Picasso did his great painting, Guernica, and there was howls in all the newspapers. Do you know how many undefended villages that we have bombed so far? The whole nation is without defense of South Vietnam. The most serious step was not the bombing in North Vietnam, but the bombing of South Vietnam. Now nobody cares. We make a mistake one time, and we say we're sorry, we didn't intend to bomb that one. We're sorry, killed 30. We'll give them all $84, give the families $84. That'll take care of it. And everyone says, that's fine, that takes care of that. Very nice of the American government. So it's a desensitization that is going on. So I think there's something also with the fact that the bodies of Asians are so small. Americans respect big things. So here's a little poem called Counting Small Bone Bodies. Let's count the bodies over again. If we could only make the bodies smaller, the size of stars, we could make a whole plain white with stars in the moonlight. If we could only make the bodies smaller, maybe we could get a whole year's kill in front of us on a day. If we could only make the bodies smaller, we could fit a body into a finger ring and wear it like a keepsake forever.